Page 106, exercises 4 and 5. Listen to Zach and Lena talking about their school projects. What is the title of Zach's project going to be? Then listen again and choose the two correct answers.
Oh, hi, Zach. I'm looking for information on the web for my nutrition project.
So am I. I've just seen a really good YouTube video. It's about nutrition in the 1940s, during the Second World War. In those days, there wasn't enough food in England, so the government gave people special food stamps to buy food. For example, every week a person could only buy one egg, 57 grams of butter, and 4 spoons of sugar.
Is that all?
Yes, of those items. They also couldn't get fresh fruit or vegetables, so they started growing them in their gardens.
Nice! Imagine having tomatoes, potatoes, and onions in your front garden.
Yes, people survived the war and they were healthy.
But how does that help you with your nutrition project?
I'll explain. Professor Philip James, a British expert in nutrition, is very worried about children's health today. He found that 8-year-olds in Britain today are eating 1,200 calories more than children ate during the war. So he decided to do an experiment. He gave children the 1940s diet. They didn't get any processed food or junk food for 8 weeks.
What? No chips, sweets or chocolates?
That's right. And there were amazing results. The children on the 1940s diet grew 2.5 centimeters taller in 8 weeks. And they didn't get fatter. They only gained weight according to their height.
Wow!
Children eating their normal food didn't do nearly as well.
So, what does that mean? Should we all give up snacks?
Yes and no. Many snacks contain a lot of sugar, fat, and salt. I think you shouldn't eat crisps as often as you do. It's a good idea to eat fruit instead of processed snacks. So, Lena, what should I call my project?
Why don't you call it Eating Less is Good for You?